outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's October 10th and we're back in the studio.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. A little slow start this morning, but we're good.
Yeah, I'm having a frustrating time on my phone now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't log into my other Gmail. I don't know what's going on. It's like, can't open another tab. So frustrating. So we have,
Do you like the phone so far?
The phone is really cool. Yeah. It's just there's some things like, normally on the bottom, you can press something to like bring up another screen on other phones. And this one you can't. It just goes back.
Really?
It's so annoying. So I got another phone.
Yeah.
They swiped out my other one. So I think I'm going to switch back to the other one. I don't know. It's just so frustrating.
You have the HTC now. Is that what you have?
This is Samsung. The HTC, and I really like the HTC.
Right.
I just want the bottom of it. Like, it doesn't... Maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, you need to break it, get a new one.
Yeah, sure.
That always works.
It does.
Yeah.
I know. You know,
it resets the whole thing. That's
right?
Just the phone.
Seriously.
Yeah, so how are you doing this morning?
I feel better.
Yeah, you feel good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know,
you seem relaxed. Why is it just one crutch today? How did you figure that out?
I just thought I would try it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's good. It frees up your hand. One hand, right?
I can lean on this a little bit better today.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm actually better last night, and then today I thought I would be able to do it, and then it's kind of like a little bothersome, but it's all right.
Yeah. How's the pain? Is the pain subsided?
A little bit. I mean, it's like pins and needles in the bottom of my foot.
Really?
So, it's frustrating, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know. I had an interesting day. Like I said, this whole drama with guys is driving me insane and all that. But,
there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
But
you should write soap operas, you know?
I should.
Things like that, yeah.
My You'll life is a soap opera. I mean, it is. Anyway. So like the guy, the ex calls me yesterday and we go meet up for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So things are looking good for today. Tomorrow could change.
I feel stronger. I feel better. I feel like his life really is just confusing right now. Like, I totally got that.
Yeah.
And I get it now. And I think before there was just a lot of pressure from, like, trying to make something work that in a world of, like, well, he's so swamped with everything and not comfortable where he is and doing what he's doing. And then here I am like, well, why aren't you here? I'm like, I need someone to be with me for my events. And now I'm upset that he can't go, you know? So it was like a lot of like strains and stuff that I didn't realize until I went yesterday and I was like, wow, okay, you know.
Did you think you were expecting too much, demanding too much?
I mean, no. I mean, that's what like a normal boyfriend should be like.
Right. Well, but, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, he just wasn't. Maybe, he couldn't do it. I mean, with moving down here and everything. And, like, he tries to act like he's really well put together, and he's not. So, you know, and I noticed that yesterday. Even, like, you know, it was funny because when he called to, like, come meet me, he was like, well, meet me there. And I'm like, you can pick me up. And he's like, and got all weird. And I'm like, I know why you're doing that. You're totally doing that just in case I'm being like, what the hell, blah, blah. Like, you know, like we don't get along and then we're stuck in the car with each other.
Yeah.
And it's like an escape route in case we get mad, one of us can leave. So like I knew exactly why he did it.
Oh God, this is complicated.
And so, I mean, because I can read him. I know him really well.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because then we wound up leaving in my car anyway.
You're nuts, I'm telling you, you're nuts. It could be so much easier for you, you know, but...
But now I just got to play it cool, because, like, you know, I feel like it's a huge step backwards.
I
feel like right now what it is like, you know, in the very beginning when we were seeing each other, that's what it's like, you know, because, I mean, it kind of, it brought me back to, like, okay, this is going back to February, and how it was then, and, you know, playing it cool. But whatever. I mean, I know he cares, so it's a matter of just roping that back in.
Okay. Okay. What can I say?
Which is frustrating.
I accept it. Okay.
And it's on.
All right. Well, Brigetta, we have a very special guest in the studio.
Yes.
And her name is Christy Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hi, guys.
Hi. You're like so beautiful and bright this morning. You know, very blonde hair, a light shirt and everything. You're brightening up the room for sure.
Oh, thank you. I'm the morning sunshine.
Yeah. Are you used to getting up early in the morning?
No.
Huh?
Well,
I know all of you girls in the industry, you go to sleep late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Is there a lot of partying and stuff?
Or not necessarily partying. I think it's just part of the lifestyle. Like, there's a lot of events to attend and appearances. So a lot of girls feature dance and, you know, are up late. So you're just used to going to bed late. Even when I'm not out partying, like, I'm a night owl. I just fall asleep late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, me too, you know. And last night I tried to go to sleep earlier. I went at 1. Usually it's like 2:30. Mm-hmm. And it's still hard to get up in the morning. So what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
I think it doesn't matter what time you go to bed. You still, it's still hard to get up, you know?
I sleep well yesterday.
Nice warm under the covers and everything, you know?
Yeah. I thought I would sleep really well because I was so exhausted. Uh-huh. And then, like, the weather, like, it helps me sleep and everything. But then I wound up getting up at, like, 6. And I'm like, what's going on? Then I went back to sleep, and then I was up again and back to sleep. I'm like, mm-hmm. So weird.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So, so usually work days, though, right? I mean, you just start later in the day?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes I'll have a really early shoot with, like, an 8 a.m. call time, and that's...
Wow.
You just have to kind of suck it up and do it. Sometimes call times, you know, you have to be there at, like, 1 p.m., so it just depends.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have to be on call, huh?
Yeah.
Like a doctor.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So is it really such short turnarounds where they only let you know the night before?
Oh, no. No,
no.
We can have, you know, you'll have shoots booked. I have a couple shoots booked for November.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, just the nature of the industry, girls will cancel a lot of the time. And if you're on top of it and available, then, you know, you'll get that call be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Okay. So girls will cancel at the last minute, huh?
Sometimes.
Wow. I guess.
You know, things happen. It's,
that's
you know,
true. You know, I mean, sometimes people cancel and come in here like 5 minutes before the show. But but people do cancel in this town quite a bit. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you born here in L.A.?
No, I was born in Mission Viejo.
Oh, really? Here in California, though?
Yeah.
So still around here.
Yeah. California
and
girl.
I grew up in Temecula.
Temecula.
Oh, yeah, I love it over there. Yeah.
Yeah, you go there sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With that
reality
race,
rally.
Yeah, reality mm-hmm. rally and things like that.
The wineries.
Yes, the wineries.
Yeah. So that's a pretty upscale area and stuff like that. Did you have a good childhood?
I did have a really good childhood.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings and stuff?
I do. Yes, I have 4 siblings.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they're all younger. My oldest is... 15, she just turned 15, and my youngest is 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you still have like a nice young family.
Yeah, I was like the only child for a while in my family. So I was a little spoiled.
Yeah.
How did your family know about everything?
Kind of. I mean, I danced in college, so they knew that I was a dancer. And it's kind of like that don't ask, don't tell policy. Mm-hmm. They definitely know something's up. And I think they just want to know that I'm safe and that I'm happy. And they're really, you know, I don't ask my parents for anything. I don't live with them like a lot of college graduates are having to do. I think they're just proud of me that, you know, I'm responsible and I'm paying for everything myself and, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you're still pretty young, right? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 26.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
she looks
so
a lot
younger,
right?
You know, I was 22.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I just barely turned 26.
Wow. So that's a big difference. 26 and 10 is the next one, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Or you said 15 or something?
Yeah, my 15. Sister is 15.
Yeah. Wow. That's still like 11 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So you grew up there. You had a nice childhood and everything.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And then you grew up, what was it like in high school? Were you popular in high school?
No, I wasn't. I
was really?
Kind of a nerd in high school.
Is that what everybody says? I mean, I can't get it, you know?
I was a straight A student. I had above a 4.0.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was, you know, just kind of naive. I didn't party. I was a good girl.
Yeah.
And then my senior year of high school, after I got accepted to college, I let go a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was a late bloomer, too. I didn't really develop till I was a senior.
Oh, really?
Aww. Yeah.
Wow.
So
is that
I
when
think
you
that's
first
part of
had
why
sex?
I look so young now.
Yeah, I guess.
I hated it then, but everyone's like, oh, you'll love it when you're older. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
I
that's
do.
True.
It's
I'm
true.
Sure you do. Yeah, it helps yeah. you get work, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I have the baby face.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So you can play like the 18-year-old easy,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know a lot of, 18-year-olds that look older
yeah.
than
yeah.
than 26,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
They're totally like,
And that's how it was in high school. I hated it. A lot of the 15, 16-year-olds looked like they would dress and act like they were 21, and
yeah.
I just kind of was a kid still.
So you felt left out and stuff,
Not left out. Like, yeah. I had friends, but I just wasn't, popular. The boys weren't chasing me.
I see.
Because
the boys look for the older girls at
yeah,
that point?
Yeah, they wanted the girls who looked like they were 21.
Yeah. The ones
acted
that would
like it.
Take
yeah.
their virginity, huh?
Yeah. Those ones. I was kind of a prude.
Yeah. So aww. You're a late bloomer. Does that mean that's when you first had sex was in your senior year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
and
pretty late.
Yeah, yeah. My first kiss, too.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
No. Everything all in 1 year.
Yeah, so you were not that available at a younger age,
mm-mm.
which is cool. I think it makes you more intriguing that way.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think it's healthier, too. I think
yeah.
that's
yeah.
why I'm able to succeed in this industry, because I had that time to be a kid and be, you
that's
know.
True, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are your parents pretty conservative?
I didn't grow up too fast. yes.
Yeah, Orange County is pretty conservative
yeah.
there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, So that's probably why. I mean, and they obviously took care of your education and everything.
Yes.
So after high school, you went to college, right?
Yes.
Where did you go?
The University of Utah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you went around here somewhere.
No.
How did you wind up there?
I got a scholarship.
Wow.
So, well, okay. I did dance, like ballet growing up. And so I did a dance program, a summer program, with Ballet West when I was in high school, and we stayed on campus at the University of Utah. So I thought, well, I'll just apply here.
Yeah.
So I got a scholarship there for academics, and my parents really wanted me to have, like, an experience. They wanted me to get out of the house and out of high school and go experience something new. So
right.
Utah was, like, far. It was, like, getting out, but still close enough to home.
Yeah. So they must have felt you were pretty mature at 18 to move out on your own and stuff
yeah,
to another
yeah.
state.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Wow.
I was 17, actually. So.
17, yeah.
Yeah, about to turn 18.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you graduated with A-plus average, huh?
High school.
High school,
not
okay.
Yeah.
Not college. How did college go for you?
College was great. I mean, it took me a little longer. I danced at a gentleman's club in Utah.
Oh, you did?
After my first year, I lost my scholarship. I could only get 1B, which is hard to do your freshman year. So,
yeah.
Wow. So I started dancing my sophomore year. And, I would go part-time and I took a year off there. And, I tried to go full-time, but my grades kind of suffered.
Mm.
So I decided to take less classes and get better grades.
Right.
Yeah.
So at that point,
really
though, but you were focusing
something.
On work too, right? At the time.
No, I was just dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, I graduated without any student loans. My degree
really?
Completely paid off, yes.
Wow.
And a car completely paid off.
Awesome.
So I owned a car and my bachelor's degree. Everyone says invest your money when, you dance and do things like that. So I did. I invested in my bachelor's degree. And
really?
Yeah,
wow.
My car. Mm-hmm.
So you felt at that time that... Now, I mean, how do you get into dancing? I'm sure you were pretty conservative before that.
Right.
You go to college in Utah, out of all places. How do you end up, like, dancing?
Well, don't be fooled. I mean, Utah, the University of Utah is not a very conservative
no,
school. No, they, like, try to...
Out,
they
yeah.
have that reputation, so everyone there tries to, like, prove that they're not conservative,
yeah.
I think. So especially the people who come from out of state, and they have, the great football team there. So that's a big
yeah.
party deal. But my parents were paying for everything at that point. And I was, you know, it was just an idea that had been in the back of my mind since, you know, my senior year of high school for some reason, because I did have the dancing background. I loved to entertain and perform, and I knew it was something that I could do to, it would be easy and I could make enough money to support myself, pay for school. So
wow.
My sophomore year, I had heard about the club. It was the only 18 and over club in the state of Utah.
Mm.
So I just went down and filled out an application and auditioned, and they That's hired cool. me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you didn't feel it was a big leap for you to do that? I mean, you talk
no.
about it like almost like it was a natural progression.
It was.
You know?
Yeah, it was just something inside of me that I wanted to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's because, are you like an exhibitionist or something? Do you think?
I am.
You are a performer, right?
I am an exhibitionist,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, that helps, I guess,
yeah.
when you want to get into,
mm-hmm.
into dancing and
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
So, now, how was that experience for you? I mean, were you getting along with the girls and everything? Or
yeah. It was
making good money?
It was a great experience. I mean, it taught me to be responsible. I know that sounds kind of funny, but I started paying for all my bills. You know, I learned what it was like to have to pay for everything, utilities, apartment, car, and
yeah.
I had to be on time. And, you know, it's not like one of those clubs where you can kind of show up whenever. Like,
yeah.
you know, there are fees if you're late. And so I was always on time. And it was fun. Like, with the other girls, I made a lot of friends
uh-huh.
working there. And, you know, it was just a good time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
So, and you were making pretty good money there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just got the look, you know. It's like, let's
yeah.
throw the money at her.
Yeah.
So did you start doing lap dances right away, too?
Yes.
So
yeah.
it's not just on the stage and
no,
stuff like
no,
that.
No, yeah. no. That's why we made so much money. We were the only club in the state of Utah that did lap dances and VIPs.
Really?
No,
did you learn? Did you have to learn how to do it from the girls and stuff?
Yeah. They yeah. just, they didn't teach me anything. They're like, okay, go ahead and start. They just
yeah.
kind of threw me in there. So I just had to watch and ask the girls questions.
Uh-huh.
Now, were there any, like, shadiness that went on, like, besides that? Because I've been in a lot of clubs where you could totally do more than that.
Really?
Not really. Like, I think, I mean, there's cameras in all the rooms.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That's the thing, though. Like, I think when I was in Arizona at that club, I'm pretty sure there were cameras. But, I mean,
yeah.
we were in the back corner, and...
I'm sure there are cameras everywhere.
I think Utah's a little more conservative, though.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And so you're making good money on lap dances and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And now... was this a topless bar or a fully nude?
Topless, but
topless.
With pasties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
with pasties too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy gig. What
yeah,
the hell?
And
yeah.
lap dances are all bikini. Like, you could only take your top off on stage.
Really?
So,
oh,
yep.
that's interesting.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. I know. And did you eventually get into fully nude and dancing as
no.
well?
No.
No. So you
no.
just kept
I stayed
the
there. It was a good gig. And,
yeah.
you know, I stayed there till I got my degree.
Wow. So several years?
Yeah.
Wow.
What did you get your degree in?
Mass communication with an emphasis in public relations.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Thanks.
Yeah. You
yeah.
see, she's a smart girl. You know, she's not all about looks, you know. And so it's good because I think it's also a lot because you had a good background. You know,
yes,
your parents encouraged
they
you.
They raised
stuff
me
like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you hear stories here of people coming from not such great backgrounds
mm-hmm.
and they're totally messed up, you know.
Yeah.
You seem to me like you have your head on pretty straight, you know.
Yeah. I like to think I do.
Yeah. Now, when you were doing this, did your friends in school and stuff know you were doing this?
Dancing?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't really stay in contact with a lot of people from high school.
Right, just, but in college, I meant in
college.
Oh,
in college, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Most of my friends were actually at the club. I didn't have too many college friends
oh.
after my freshman year.
Oh, so you made friends at the club and stuff.
Yeah.
I see.
And it was more of a commuter school at
yeah.
that time, so. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you started early. I mean, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
So. So now, did sex have anything to do with your attraction to that business?
Did sex?
Yes. Yeah. In other words, I mean, did you feel like you wanted to be in a sexual environment?
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't just the money or anything.
No, no. Yeah. I'm a very sexual person. Mm. I love the idea of being a sex symbol and, you know,
yeah, I'm sure.
expressing sexuality. It's empowering.
Yeah, I have to be nerdy in school and stuff.
I guess so.
It's like revenge of the nerds, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so did you, were you always like that even before you had sex for the first time and everything? Were you always like sexual, horny, thinking about these things?
I masturbated from a very young age.
Yeah, joined
before
the club, right?
Before I even really knew what it was.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, I remember when I was like really little and I would masturbate and stuff.
Yeah.
And nothing comes out, you know, because you're,
oh
too,
my God.
You're too little, you know?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then one day, just something comes out, you know, and you go,
your balls dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. So you went there now at so you finished school there, right? You finished you got your degree and everything.
Yep.
Did you move right away from there or did you stay there for a while in Utah?
No, kind of. I stayed there for like 5 months. I graduated in May. Mm-hmm. And November, the beginning of November is when I started making trips here to LA. Mm-hmm. So I tried an LSAT prep course.
Law school?
Yes, mm-hmm. I thought about grad school. And I did the course, and I was, you know, I was good at it. I wasn't great, but it was definitely, I could have done it. But it was just so boring.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have 3 years of no life and, you know, have more debt.
Right.
Or not more debt, but, you know, have all that debt and from law school. So porn was something that I had been wanting to do for a very long time.
Wow.
So I said, well, I have this, you know, time where I can, where I'm able to do porn.
Right.
Grad school, I can do it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to go for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, why did you always want to do porn? What was the attraction to you?
It's honestly just one of those things that was inside me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friends and I in high school, we had, like, we would get the Hustler magazines and stuff and look at the girls and, like, or Penthouse, and I was, like, or Playboy, and I just remember wanting to be one of those girls.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow. So, but because, I mean, you could have had...
Yeah, I would do that with Maxim.
Yeah? Best mate to Maxim, yeah, right?
No, I would masturbate to Maxim. I would just be like, I will, that will be me.
Yeah, you would look at the girl, at the guys.
That will be me.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, you know, be naked and...
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So you felt you couldn't do it in your private life? You had to get into porn to have a lot of sex? Is that what
I mean,
were?
I could have done it in my private life, but it's more fun on camera.
Right. You want to be seen.
Millions of
That's
people watching. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It's got, you know, in a way, like, it's kind of funny because I remember, like, the first time I, like, had sex in public, and it was, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, and it was in Miami, and I was like, no one knows, but they kind of do, and it's kind of fun. They don't know, but they do. They're like, what are they doing in the corner? Nothing. You know, and we're like half in a bush, and it was like, everyone was so screwed up anyway. It was Miami Music Conference. Like, nobody was paying attention. But it was like, it was a complete turn on, like, knowing that they could, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally get what you mean by that.
Uh-huh.
We almost did it in the parking lot yesterday.
Really?
After lunch. We were like, oh. And then I was like, no. You know what? I'm not going to give you that satisfaction of being in my car. Because we never had, like, a one last, like, you know, hurrah before we broke up. And I'm like, no, you can come back to my house. That's what you're going to do. Okay. But I almost did
control.
Just for, like, the
thrill. Yeah.
The adventure of it.
Yeah.
I know one time I had this experience where I went to they used to have Chippendales here. So not like I went to see the guys. Obviously, they only let women there. But after the show, I found out that they let guys in, you know, to go in and dance and meet the women and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what the hell? A great idea. You know, they're probably like horny after the show. And so, you know, I went with a friend. We walked in. It wasn't even 2 minutes. And this chick grabs me. She's like, what will you have to drink and stuff? She bought me a drink and everything. 15 minutes later, we're in my car in the parking lot.
Shut up.
Wow, that was a good idea.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, and then, but you gotta You got to remember this. Afterwards, we come back in and she's showing me off to her friends and everything. And it turns out that this was her bachelorette party.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
See, girls are as bad as guys.
They are. They're friggin' bad. But exactly. I know what you mean about doing it in the parking lot. That was an adventure I'll never forget. Wow. So you decided to get into porn and you realized it's better to be in LA to do this, right?
Yes.
Obviously not much going on in Utah.
Right. Yeah. No porn shooting in Utah. So
you decided to move to LA.
Yeah, I did.
Not necessarily back to Orange County or anything.
Right. Here's, you know.
This is where it's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Porn Valley.
Yeah. And so what did you do? Did you have any connections or did you just
No, I Googled porn agencies literally, and so I looked up different agencies and I picked one, and I you know, they said that they were interested in representing me, so I flew to LA and I started working, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right away, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I made a couple trips back and forth for a while. I've been, you know, staying here pretty steadily. I've been here since May or June is when I really, you know, moved
this year?
Here. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you only been here for a short time.
Yeah, but I mean, I would be here for 2 weeks and then go back for a week.
Right, doing a shoot and then going back.
Yeah, back and forth, like, it's really tiring. Right. So I decided to come out here.
So how many years ago did you actually... So you started porn, though, before that, right? I mean, you'd come here, you'd do something.
In November of last year.
In November of last year.
So it's been almost a year.
Right. That's when you made your debut.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was that like a solo, a girl?
No, boy-girl.
Boy-girl, your first time. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know how the stories go, you know.
Yeah, it always seems like they make you start out solo, and then you go girl, and then you eventually go to that boy-girl.
Yeah, but you're like, no, I need the penis, and I need it now.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to beat around the bush here.
Literally.
I didn't do my first solo scene till like much later, till a few months in. So.
Yeah.
Really?
And, you know.
I heard they're harder to do.
Yeah, well, they're just not as exciting, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of boring and stuff. I know.
Yeah.
But it depends, you know. I mean, if the girl really gets into it, then it's
like
worth watching.
Tori
you know?
Black has done some amazing solos.
Really?
But, yeah.
Wow, I'll have to check that out. Because usually it's all fake, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't even try to look like they're having fun. You know, in some of the softer core stuff.
And there's only so much you can do when you're playing with yourself.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So did you get to pick your first partner in the first film? Did you know who to pick? I mean, you were new.
They booked me for a scene and I just did it. So
Did you care about who the guy was going to be? Or did you know
I mean, I cared. I didn't pick him, but I checked him out beforehand and, you know, cleared him.
Seemed
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you nervous about it?
Not really. I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But they all told me I was a natural, so
yeah.
I was just more like
she
everyone
just
kept asking if I was okay, and I was like, let's just do it.
So do you walk around nude all the time at home and stuff?
Yes,
I mean, you're very comfortable in the nude.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I sleep naked. I don't like,
Wow.
If I'm at home in my room, I'm usually naked.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. There's a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Okay, the hell with you. I don't have patience for people. They'll probably call back.
Yes.
But, so now what, so was it like just straight sex? Or, I mean, did you start with anal on the first time?
No. I don't do anal yet.
You don't do, okay.
So, that's something that I'm saving, you know, and they say to wait, so.
Yeah. So you haven't done anal on film yet. Have you done it in your personal life?
Yeah, I have a couple times.
Yeah.
So,
Do you like it?
I do.
Awesome. So, so you'll be a natural with that too.
I hope so.
Wow. So now when you do it, I know it's like usually work and hard work and things like this, but do you get a chance to enjoy it as well while you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
I mean, it's like really, you have to, some of the positions can get kind of tiring.
Right.
But I mean, it's really intense and in the moment, and if you have a good, you know, person that you're working with and there's chemistry, then yeah, it's
right. And you can kind of forget there's people around and stuff, huh?
No, never forget them because it's such a turn on.
Oh, really? That's right. For you, it is. Yeah. You see, I need to think from an exhibitionist perspective.
Yes. I think about them being there and I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
You wish you were getting this.
Wow. This is amazing.
No, everyone says just forget about the cameras, pretend they're not there. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's the whole point.
Yeah. So you have no issue with people seeing you like all over the world with your, you know, with you naked, having rough sex around the world forever.
No, I like it. I like sharing that. I mean, you know, we're supposed to share our gifts and talents. And if that's one of your talents, then, you know, it's something I excel at and it's part of me. And I like sharing that passion and that energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I noticed when I looked at some of your pictures that you have big boobs, obviously, but they're not natural, right?
Right.
Okay. So now when did you get those?
I got them like 4.5 years ago.
So when you were still dancing, right?
Yeah.
Did people tell you it's better if you get them?
No, they actually told me not to get
right.
them. Most people, you know, told me not to, but I...
Right, but you did it anyway.
Yep.
And are you happy that you did?
I'm very happy, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what size were you before that? Like
I was pretty big before. I was a 34C.
Really?
But, like, the problem was I would get a lot of back aches and headaches because I would have to tie my tops so tight, like, around my neck.
Yeah.
And it would really hurt me because they didn't just... stay up, you know.
Right.
I wanted them.
Oh, it was pulling down. Is that what it is?
It was. Yeah, they were just.
Oh.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted them to stay up by themselves.
Yeah.
Mostly is why I got it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to wear things without a bra.
Yeah.
So,
oh wow.
Yeah.
So I get, but that's
so
an early age to worry about
21,
that.
21. I think 21. I was 21, 22. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Were your parents okay with that?
They were like, what did you do? Get a rejection?
So you didn't tell them you were going
they
to
didn't
do
know.
It?
I told them after the fact.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I guess they accepted it. What else can they do?
Right.
Yeah.
They were kind of, they wondered why I did it, but.
Now, when you got into the dancing, did they find out about it then? Because, I mean, you were away. And...
Right. They found out about it like 6 months into me. So pretty quickly, I mean...
How did they find out?
I think one of my friends told them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is one of the friends back home? Or
No.
No, over there. So why would they tell your parents that?
I have no idea. Wow.
Maybe they, like, didn't... Maybe they mentioned it, like, my friends are stupid. They would be like, you know, nonchalantly, yeah, you know, when she was dancing the other night. What?
Yeah, something
I mean, like, at the show... I mean, I don't know what I'm saying.
And I mean, they just, I wasn't needing their money anymore. So, you know, they knew something was up.
Wow.
So,
yeah. So did they ever bring it up at all?
Oh, yeah.
They brought it up.
At the beginning, you know, they were concerned and they just wanted me to be safe. And but,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, shit, you're raising your kid, you know, you want to have the best education.
And
you
they did raise me really well.
Right.
So they were like,
good,
do you need money? We'll give you money. But I just wanted to do it on my own. So, I mean, we didn't, there was, you know, a couple months where it was really strained and we didn't really talk, but eventually they just, you know, we're like, well, we love you no matter what.
Right.
And so
they have some time to think about it. They have to accept it.
Yeah, you know? They just need some time to accept it, deal with it, you know.
Right.
And I understand that. That's a big deal. Like, yeah,
it is
okay for you to be upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do it, but, you know.
I mean, as it is when your kids grow up, you know, and they become teenagers and then beyond, you feel that you kind of lost them anyway.
Right.
You know, so, and you go, God, I worked so hard to make him... reach this age and have values and everything.
Yeah, like,
and then
where
suddenly
did I go
your daughter
wrong?
Is like, it poured.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's understandable.
Yeah, I guess it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you start doing that. Did you eventually sign an exclusive with anyone or do you prefer to work on your own?
I'm not on an exclusive contract with a certain company. I am with my agent.
Okay.
I actually switched agents from, I was with a certain agent and a couple months into it just wasn't a good fit for me. It wasn't really working out, so I switched my agent that I'm with now, which is LA Direct, and They've been really good. Yeah, it's really working out.
Yeah, they've got a good reputation.
Yeah. So I am on an exclusive contract with LA Direct, but I can work for any company that I want to.
Oh, I see.
As long as LA Direct books it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they get a cut out of it.
Now, what if you? I mean, obviously, like, cause I know the same thing. Like, I'm different industry, but still, like, if I book something and I'm signed exclusively with my agent, I have to be like, hey, look, I booked this behind, you know, without you doing it, but like, obviously, they have to take their cut.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So you can book things. You just have to tell the agent, and then they'll handle the rest of it, you know. So
So, and they've been getting you a lot of work and everything, right?
Yeah.
Now, is being an exclusive like with a contract with a company, is that a good idea?
You know, it used to be like the ultimate like thing.
Because they can make you a star,
contract girl. Yeah, that used to be it in the industry. But they're kind of like, you know, from what I'm seeing, they're kind of fading out. You know, Vivid recently got rid of all their contract girls.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I think Wicked and Adam and Eve are two of the big, you know, the ones still kicking.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just a different time, you know.
People are not so focused on the girl herself. Is that what it is?
No, no. I think it's just, you know, with all the internet porn and the free porn. Yeah. Like, the industry has just changed.
Yeah.
And also you can make a lot more money outside of a contract now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
Yeah.
But they can really build you up and make you big.
I mean,
you know, you look at some of the big names, I think they were launched that way.
Yeah, they can.
Right.
That's definitely one way to do it, but it's definitely not the only way anymore. I mean, Alexis Texas, she recently signed with Adam and Eve, but that's because she's wanting to slow down a little bit.
Right.
Now, I mean, Alexis Texas, Tori Black, Lexi Bell, like, they're some of the biggest names in the industry.
Right.
Asa, Kira, they've all done it without a contract.
Wow.
Okay. And,
yeah,
you know,
so it works.
It's a good thing they didn't, because they probably wouldn't have reached the level that they're at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, do you, like, do you hire, like, a publicist, too, like, to get
I have a publicist.
Too?
That's actually how I got hooked up with you guys.
Because I'm saying, like, I think for me, like, I would just be like, fuck this. I'm getting known right now, right here. And I'm going to hire the best publicist there is. And I'm going to create videos with some celebrity. And that's going to blow me up. And then they're going to realize, oh, she's got movies, too. Like, I think, like, I need to move fast and quick.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not waiting forever to get there.
But it's a process, like, you know, it takes time.
But I want it now. Like, I don't like waiting. I want it now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would do it.
Yes, I have a publicist.
You should get your publicist to call some, like, celebrity that needs help or something, and then, like, go on a date with them, and then call TMZ and tell them that you're there, and you'll blow up. Yeah. And then you become more popular, because people want, like, they'll start, you know, the more you're out, the more fans you'll have, or the more demand there'll be.
Right.
And then you'll book more films.
Yes, I've thought about that.
I'm just saying, like, I'm really good at PR and marketing, and that's something that I would do.
Yeah.
I would tell my client to do.
Yeah.
Then do it.
Go for it.
So now you said that, so we talked about when your parents found out about the stripping. What about the porn? I mean, when they found out about that, is that the same reaction?
We haven't really talked about it at all. I think they're just kind of over it at this point.
Yeah. So you think they know now you're into hardcore and all that stuff?
Yeah, I don't think they know exactly, but, you know, they have an idea. And they don't need to know all the details.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't need to be discussed.
Unless your dad watches porn.
They're pretty conservative.
Yeah, and even if he did, I don't think he'd want to watch his daughter.
Well, maybe he wouldn't know. I mean, he used a different name, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so maybe he wouldn't know. That's what I'm saying. What if he accidentally turns on late night TV and he's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And that's true. It seems like the girls always look different when they do the movies and everything.
Yeah.
You know, all the extra makeup and the, and, you know, just sweating and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, with the cum on the face and stuff. You can't even recognize the person.
Yes, cum on the face usually does that.
Oh my God.
Well,
so what about dating? What's that like for you?
Yeah.
Or do you date within the industry?
No. I probably wouldn't date a male performer, really.
Really?
I mean, a lot of people do that, but I would just, you know, I haven't dated a whole lot in the past year because a lot of guys aren't okay with that.
Right.
I would just I mean, I'm the type of personality where I'm like a swinger, so I would need mm-hmm. kind of that. I would need to find a guy who is more mm-hmm. open and, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
So you go to swinging parties sometimes? And
no.
Like that? No, you don't?
No.
Wow. So why not? I mean, would you go with a guy?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be open to that. Yeah. But I mean.
Speaking of which, I just got an email. This is really funny. I was going to forward it to you yesterday. Just like. Be funny, but there I got invited to some swingers Halloween party.
Yeah, I know, me too. I always get those emails from them, but I don't have anybody to take. They don't let guys in.
Yeah,
I think it's easier just to find hot couples at bars. Like, I think the swinger parties are a little, I don't know.
Yeah, but they are fun, you know. I mean, I've been to them, you know, as a single guy too in Vegas. Yeah. And they can get pretty hot, you know. I mean, they can be pretty nice, you know.
I guess I worry too much about disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess now you're right. You know, that was like 20, 15 years ago.
I mean, I freak out about it.
Years ago, I didn't mind it that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you never know.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. No.
Okay.
On that note.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, well, sorry to... the party.
We're talking about, like, swingers and...
No, but I mean, but swingers is... I mean, it sounds like really a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Especially Halloween and stuff. They're probably going to do, Eyes Wide Shut type of a thing.
Oh, yeah. I've had friends that gone to some things like that. They've had a blast. Like, I have another friend that goes, like, to stuff like this all the time, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, I just... And I've been to one accidentally, like I said, once.
Right.
And I think it's cool. I just, like, me, I worry, like, I really don't.
And it's hard to do with a person that you care about. You know what I mean? Well, in your situation, no, because that's the kind of guy you're looking for.
Yeah, and but most guys are not like that. Something I get off on is, you know, watching him look. Feel good and you
really?
Know
wow.
yeah
so that turns you on
yeah
wow
and I wouldn't I'm too jealous I'm like it's mine
well and I know it's like mentally it's like me turning him on and him turning me on even though it's not like the physical mm-hmm. person we're having sex with like it's me watching and me getting turned on that would turn the guy on I guess
wow. right
yeah
yeah mm-hmm. so
I guess if you guys have that intimacy and you're at that level,
I mean I'm not gonna just like date someone and say okay we're swingers I'd have to like trust the person build up to that but
yeah mm-hmm. so have you tried dating like civilians regular guys and you found that it was hard or
I haven't really like I've just been too busy this year like starting a new business and a new career it's a lot of work so I just haven't had time. Like, I go out with friends, and I have fun, but...
Yeah, and what the hell, you get all the sex you want and need,
exactly.
so you
don't... Exactly, yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, I've got two, you know, shoots this week.
Yeah.
I'll have plenty.
Right.
yeah.
So what type of porn do you like? I mean, have you done gangbangs yet?
No, I haven't done gangbangs
Okay,
yet.
Would you want to do that?
In the future, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle that yet. we'll see. I'm like, I can barely do, like, boy, girl. Like, two guys is a lot right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially with some big ones, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get a little sore.
I know. I saw pictures with some really big rods, you know? I mean, my God, you know, but that's I think that's what makes it like really like dirty and stuff. You know?
Yeah,
that's what like really.
I don't know. I mean, I have to say like I broke up with a guy because he was too big.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I was always hurting and it wasn't fun. It's like
no, that's the thing.
Okay,
it's
so
okay
we can
to
only
look.
Do it like this. This is fucking boring. Are you kidding me? And then the next day I'm walking all weird and I'm like, this sucks. you know, and then you're like stretched out and then I start thinking, I better like go back to normal.
Oh, you're like Kegels. Like.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh my God, that's better. Yeah, so, and that guy was like way big, so that didn't last. And then another guy that I dated for a long time, he was like big, but not as big as the other guy, but he was still really big and it was just complicated. It would be like, well, can't do that position. That's annoying. Well, I like it better this way. Well, I don't, I'm fucking hurting. Yeah. And then I would just sit there and take it and I'm like, meanwhile, I would get like infections. Cause so I'm like, I can't do it. So we just found out breaking up.
Yeah.
As much as we love each other, we were like, I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
But for you, there's no such thing as too big, right?
Right.
Right.
So
you'll take the 12 inches and
I
stuff like that.
I like the big cocks.
You know, we have Lexington Steel doing
bigger
the show
is
here.
Better.
Wow.
no.
So, I mean, you've taken like 12 inches and stuff like that?
It's the thickness, I think. Yeah. That
the thickness, too.
Because
yeah.
it doesn't
yeah.
have to, you don't have to put it all the way in.
You don't have to push it all the way in.
Yeah. Like,
right,
it
yeah.
actually is better for the camera if it doesn't go all the way in because it right. looks more dramatic
it,
and
right.
you can
right.
see more.
Right.
Because there's more space, obviously. It's
right.
the thick.
Yeah.
The thickness that is hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, sounds yeah. good to me, you know I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of guys shouldn't be concerned about that, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't think you need like a 9-10 inch cock to please a woman. You
no.
know? It's just not the case
and,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I know? Don't need that in my personal life either because, like, I don't want to get stretched out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're
like,
I mean, I can do it on camera, but that's not all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, do you get vaginal orgasms or without stimulating yourself or because some women can, some can't, right?
Uh-huh. So,
can you just have a vaginal orgasm without striking your clit and things like that?
I can. It's harder without my clit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier and
yeah.
faster when I, yeah.
That's
yeah.
true, yeah.
Stimulate that. But,
same with the guys, you know? I mean, you touch the balls, it's a lot faster, too.
Yes.
All right. Well, Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
very
for
interesting.
Having me on the show.
A lot of fun.
You guys are fun.
Yeah, and it's nice to see someone with brains too, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just
refreshing.
Invention. Yeah. You'll obviously never be an attorney, but whatever
right.
you decide to do, you know.
You never know.
Yeah,
never
you never know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many more questions, and you know, hopefully you'll come back some
yeah,
other time.
Yeah, I'd love
and
to come back.
We'll continue and have some more fun.
Yes.
So tell people where they can find you. Your Twitter.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at I Love Christy. It's ILUV. CHRISTIE.
Yes, and you're very beautiful, very a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us. All the best to you. I know you're going to have a great career.
Oh,
you know,
thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah, take advantage of it as long as you can.
I
you know?
Will.
They say you don't that women don't last that long, right, in porn and stuff, because once you don't look as young anymore, but
right.
you don't have that problem. I think you have a few good years.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope.
All right. Well, we got to go. Everybody, thank you all for joining us.
Thanks,
and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Actually, not
tomorrow.
No,
not tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got to be at a conference tomorrow, and so tune in Friday.
Friday.
We'll be back with stories.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.